Well, welcome to the prayer segment of the Bethel United Methodist Church. We're grateful that you're here as we prepare for Palm Sunday. What a joy it is to be in the attitude of recognizing exactly what Palm Sunday means. And then, of course, next week we look forward to Resurrection Sunday. If you click on the slide, you'll see all the prayer requests that we know about that we lift up every week in church and also on the online service. But we always know there's prayers or concerns that are not mentioned aloud. But through the grace and the love of the Holy Spirit, we can come in a prayer of agreement with them and for them too. But I think what's interesting in our day and time, with so many crazy things to go on through the world, and we don't know what to pray about. The Bible says when we don't know what to pray about, the Spirit will give us the utterance. So I've been searching the Scripture, and the Scripture is a representation of the Holy Spirit. So I want to share with you for a prayer a Scripture, and it's Psalm 90. It's one of the Psalms that we looked at during the Pastor's Thoughts and Prayers and the Word is the Way to Life podcast. It's Psalm 90, and I'm going to share with you the first 15 verses from the New Living Translation. Lord, through all the generations, you have been our home. Before the mountains were born, before you gave birth to the earth and the world, from the beginning to end, you are God. You turn people back to dust, saying, "Return to dust, you mortals." For 1,000 years, you are as a passing day, as brief as a few night hours. You sweep people away like dreams that disappear. They are like grass that springs up in the morning, and in the morning it blooms and flourishes, but by the evening it is dry and withered. We wither beneath your anger. We are overwhelmed by your fury. You spread out our sins before you, our secret sins. You see them all. We live our lives beneath your wrath, ending our years with groan. 70 years are given to us. Some even live to be 80. But even in the best years are filled with pain and trouble. Soon they will disappear when we fly away. Who can comprehend the power of your anger? Your wrath is as awesome as the fear you deserve. Teach us to realize the brevity of life, so that we may grow in wisdom. Oh Lord, come back to us. How long will you delay? Take pity on your servants and satisfy us each morning with your unfailing love, so that we may sing for joy in the end of our lives. Give us gladness in proportion to our former misery. Replace the evil years with good. Wow. What a wonderful thing. Continue to read Psalm 90. It's a wonderful psalm. In fact, I'll just pick it up and go to verse 17. Let us, your servants, see your work again, and let our children see your glory. And may the Lord our God show us his approval and make our efforts successful. Yes, make our efforts successful. And we pray a prayer of agreement and a prayer of intercession. You know, in the Lord's Prayer that Jesus taught to his disciples as we close. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the glory, the power, forever and ever. Amen.